Watch, Belgian protesters at anti-annexation rally call for war against Jews. By Deborah Danon on June 30, 2020. Tel Aviv, protesters at an anti-annexation rally in the Belgian capital of Brussels on Sunday were heard shouting anti-Semitic chants, including calling for a war against the Jews in the streets and warning Jews that the army of Muhammad will return. According to Pakistani broadsheet The News International, 400 protesters came to the rally, which was organized by the Association Belgo-Palestinian. Many of them were young people, Jewish youth, and were carrying Palestinian flags and anti-Israel placards, the report said. We Palestinians will continue to fight against it. Even if the world's largest power continues to support Israel, the organizers told the crowd, referring to the United States. The crowd answered with chants of Ka'ibar, Ka'ibar. Oh Jews, the army of Muhammad will return, referencing a 7th century massacre of Jews at the hands of the early Muslims. The World Jewish Congress, WJC, slammed the protesters, tweeting, "Such calls for hatred in the streets create immense insecurity for the Jewish community in Belgium. It is unacceptable for this open anti-Semitism to continue in our society." The Coordinating Committee for Jewish Organizations in Belgium, COJB, said it was shocked at the chants, which constituted a symbol of Muslim denomination over the Jews. The group noted similar demonstrations in an Antwerp rally in 2014 that led to a criminal prosecution. These slogans have nothing to do with freedom of expression. They are incitement to hatred that shame us and concern us, said COJB chairman Johan Ben Isri. We will work with every necessary player, including in the judiciary, to put a stop to these unacceptable abuses. We as citizens will mobilize against this. Silence is violence. Earlier this month, Breitbart London reported French protesters were caught on video shouting anti-Semitic chants at a massive anti-police demonstration in central Paris, including "Dirty Jews," and waved signs reading "Israel, Laboratory of Police Violence."